Environmentalists are concerned climate change has not been properly accounted for in the updated version of the Reef 2050 plan released today. It comes as a major study finds the ability of the Great Barrier Reef to recover from damage has declined over time. Imogen Zethoven from the Australian Marine Conservation Society says the revised plan is an improvement but still doesn't address the problem head on.
The revised Reef 2050 plan, which came out today, is doing a better job in recognising the problem we face with the Great Barrier Reef, and that is that the Earth's temperature is heating up, the oceans are heating up, and that's having a profound impact on the Great Barrier Reef and many other coral reefs around the world. So it does actually recognise that fully this time. It has some pretty significant statements in it that say, if we don't tackle this problem, then, reefs around the world will collapse and we will lose coral reef ecosystems, including the Great Barrier Reef. So, it recognises the problem fully, but it doesn't contain any action that actually, at a federal level, that actually responds to the problem. So, I couldn't help reading it thinking, yes, the recognition is there, but what is the government actually going to do about it? And that's kind of incredibly missing in this document.
The release of the report comes after a major study by the Australian Institute of Marine Science. Researchers examined 18 years of data. Dr. Juan Ortez was the lead author.
Actually look at the long-term monitoring data that the Australian Institute of Marine Science has been gathering for many years, and we look at a period of 20 years. And what we were looking at was how different the recovery of the coral reefs of the GBR after disturbances has been throughout that period. So we know there are a few papers that have documented that the state of the reef, which is coral cover, has been declining over time. But there was no specific information on how well the reef was recovering after these disturbances and if that is changing. The assumption we had was that it would recover quite fast because that's what coral reefs naturally do and they have done in most cases in the past. However, when we did this analysis, we found an 84% decline in recovery rate in average for the GBR over that 18-year period that finished in 2010.
And so this is 84% over the entire Great Barrier Reef as a whole?
That's right. So that's an average. Of course, there is variability, and there is variability in two fronts. First of all, we actually look at this for six different coral types, and a coral type is a growth form, is how the corals grow, and with those six coral types, we basically cover 80% of the coral species of the GBR. And there was variability bit among them, so some of them, the decline was larger than in others, but the average was 84%.
Dr. Ortiz says the results show the need for long-term improvements to help reefs recover.
So in terms of the long-term, what these results tell us is that we have to do things to help the GBR. Basically, our projections in this paper suggest that for the GBR to be functioning in the future, there are three things we have to do, and we really have to do them. One and foremost, we have to reduce emissions, so we curve climate change down. Second, we have to reduce the chronic pressures on the reef, particularly continue to improve the water quality that it gets into the reef. And third, we have to help that recovery rate by rehabilitating the reef, but actively developing alternatives to help with that recovery. All of the three are necessary, and we can't live without one of them.
That's very interesting. You're saying about helping the reef to recover. You're talking about things like directly trying to grow coral, that sort of thing?
Well, yes, we didn't actually study that particular aspect in this paper, but the reason why I'm mentioning it is because the fact that we know that we are in a scenario where disturbances are likely to increase, even if we reduce emissions, and recovery rate appears to be slowing down, that basically paints a picture where any help you can bring to try and bring that recovery back, apart from improving the water quality, will become really important. So thinking outside of the box and looking at alternatives like either growing coral or moving them around or seeding them or whatever, or even helping stabilize the substrate so corals can recover faster. Any of those things are really important. And resources like the ones we're finding here are also very important to find out how those ideas can be implemented, because you obviously cannot do it across the whole GBR because it's logistically impossible. You'll have to do it strategically. And all results and some others help us identify where are the areas where you could get the best benefit of that alternative restoration approach.
That's Dr. Juan Ortiz from the University of Queensland School of Biological Sciences, ending that story.